Chapter 1. Is my child dyslexic? I think they might be. How can I tell? Is my child dyslexic? If you are asking yourself this question, you are probably wondering whether your child has a learning difficulty, a learning disability, or maybe even dyslexia. Maybe you have been told that they have dyslexia, but you are still not sure what this means and need to know more. Maybe you also struggled to learn at school and are recognizing some worrying similarities in your own child. As mothers, fathers, and the primary carers of children, we may have a sense that our child is not developing at the same rate as others, and that things may not be progressing as well as we would like. Maybe a teacher or knowing friend has indicated that your child may have dyslexia. Once you have ruled out poor eyesight and hearing via a qualified medical doctor, it is time to investigate further. The uncertainty of not knowing whether your child has a learning disability can cause parents inner turmoil and conflict. We desperately want our children to be perfect in every way, and we'll provide every opportunity for them to prove that they are. At this point, you need to be congratulated, because you are overcoming a natural parental tendency to want to protect your child and cushion them from the harsh realities of life. The time you take to do this is critical to a child with a learning disability. Early intervention is always best. Look at it like this. By reading this book, you are ensuring you are well informed. If dyslexia or a learning disability is affecting your child, the earlier you know about it, the better. This is because your knowledge is the key to your child's success at school and in life. Please be aware that having dyslexia is not an indication of lower intelligence. Research studies indicate that people with dyslexia are generally of equal or higher intelligence when compared to the general population. One of the greatest barriers for children with dyslexia is formal academic schooling. This is why it is so important for parents to be aware of how the school system will impact upon their child with dyslexia. With your unconditional love, ongoing education, and support, your child can be successful throughout their school years and throughout their life. Why parents are the key to their child's success. Your child with dyslexia needs you more than ever to get through their years of formal schooling. Once you begin to assist them, their confidence will begin to increase, your child will begin to shine, and you will see a noticeable difference in them. There are no quick fixes for children with dyslexia. You are beginning a journey. But it will mean a great deal to your child to know that you understand their plight, believe in them, and will advocate on their behalf. With your help, your child will have the opportunity to reach their full potential. And isn't that what we all want for our children? When your child started school, it was never their intention to struggle and fail, only to succeed and make you proud. How many people have dyslexia? The statistics vary slightly from study to study. But the latest research indicates that as many as 10% of people in developed English-speaking countries worldwide may be affected by dyslexia. That figure represents approximately 1 in every 10 people. Dyslexia can range from mild to extremely severe, and no two people will ever exhibit exactly the same symptoms, even when they come from the same biological family. Why boys and girls exhibit learning difficulties differently? Is your child a boy or a girl, and does it really matter? At this point, do you need to consider the sex of your struggling? Learner, there has been a long-held belief that boys are affected more regularly with dyslexia. However, studies in this area are contradictory in their findings. You need to consider the fact that it may be possible that there are equal numbers. Boys tend to be more outwardly vocal and misbehave when they are having difficulty learning. As a result, more boys may be referred to specialists. Girls can go unnoticed. They are in general more controlled and not as vocal. A difficulty with learning can become harder to observe in girls, as they can withdraw and put in a big effort to try to hide their feelings and their difficulties. Some girls will even try to work harder to overcome their learning problems. They may be aware of their differences and try to overcome them through sheer effort and hard work. Marianne's story. Marianne's 9-year-old son was having learning difficulties at school. She decided to take him for an educational assessment at a local clinic. Her son Max was being shown a range of cards, upon which text had been altered to represent what he might see if he was perhaps visually dyslexic. He was also asked if when he was reading, the words ever jumped around on the page. Marianne became uncomfortable as she looked over his shoulder. "Doesn't everybody see words like that?" she asked. "Don't the words always move around on the page?" The instructor looked up at her. He asked her if she had ever been tested for a learning disability. Marianne became flustered as it suddenly dawned on her. She had dyslexic tendencies. Here she was, a highly successful adult. But when she looked back at her schooling, it seemed she had always had to try harder than everybody else in her class. She had thought it was just her. It was an incredible discovery. How can I tell if my child has dyslexia, or if it's something else? Maybe your child is a poor speller. Does that mean they have a learning disability, or just a difficulty with spelling? Maybe your child hates to read and dreads reading aloud in class. Does this mean they have dyslexia? Perhaps they just can't seem to grasp number concepts and maths problems. Schoolwork should become challenging for nearly all children at some time or another. If schoolwork never became difficult, it would indicate that teachers are not doing their jobs and providing enough challenges to encourage children to develop their brains. As parents, we also have the issue of not being sure what to expect from our children. Often the only indicator we have as to how our child is going at school is to compare them to other children, whether they are siblings, family friends, or classmates. Unfortunately, your child's school reading levels, test and report results are also not a very accurate way to determine whether your child has a learning disability. You need to understand that learning disabilities usually affect a range of skills and abilities, and there is generally a range of evident symptoms to reflect this. Remember, you need to be concerned about your child if they have an ongoing significant difficulty with a particular set of basic skills in reading, writing, and/or mathematics. The word ongoing is very subjective. For me as a parent, it would mean 4 to 6 months. My son could not recognise any of his basic sight words after 4 months, and my alarm bells started to ring, prompting me to investigate further. Sight words are basic words often given to young children on flashcards to learn, such as the, said, and my. They are generally difficult to sound out and make up approximately 25% of all written and spoken language. What to look for when you think your child may be dyslexic. Please remember, a learning disability is never black and white. Your child is an individual, different to you and every other child. They may be displaying some, many, or all of the following traits. Here's what you can look for. Place a marker in the box if you believe your child may exhibit a particular individual trait. This can help you to establish a pattern of behaviour and help you to clarify your thoughts. Dyslexic indicators for preschoolers. Has difficulty learning and remembering nursery rhymes. can't sit still or listen to stories. Likes listening to stories, but never comments on the words or letters. Loves listening to stories and can memorize the text of favorite stories without any association to the words. Has difficulty learning the alphabet song and mixes up the order of the letters. May have difficulty making connections between letters and sounds. Cannot recognize the letters in their own name. Never comments on words or letters in their environment, such as on TV, computers, or in advertising. Has no interest in trying to write letters or words. Has difficulty drawing or copying basic geometric shapes. Is constantly clumsy, lacking coordination and general body awareness. Finds it difficult to use scissors, crayons, paintbrushes, etc. Has trouble counting or learning to identify written numbers. Has a history of slow speech development and has trouble being understood by strangers. Has difficulty keeping time or rhythm with sound patterns such as clapping, music, or a regular beat. Finds it hard to follow more than one instruction at a time. Has difficulty understanding the meaning of words such as underneath, beside, around, above, behind, etc. Has trouble locating familiar objects in the home. Has difficulty putting items away where they belong. Forgets the names of people, places, teachers, colours and shapes, etc. Cannot pronounce sounds to learn new words. Puts clothes on the wrong way round. Has trouble with gross motor skills, such as catching, kicking, throwing, hopping, galloping, skipping, etc. When speaking, regularly mixes up familiar words like footprints instead of footprints. Uses baby talk for longer than would be expected. Has an immediate family member who also displays difficulty with reading, writing, and spelling. Please be aware that it is very common for young children up to the ages of 6 to 7 years to write letters, words, and whole sentences backwards. That is, from right to left, instead of left to right. This is known as transposing. It is perfectly normal for backwards writing and sometimes reading to occur on occasion. If you point it out to your child, they may acknowledge their mistake and giggle. It is important not to reprimand your young child for making this mistake, as you always want to encourage them to have a go when learning to write, whether they make mistakes in their writing or not. All attempts at writing need to be celebrated, and this is a normal part of writing and reading development. It is not considered an indicator of dyslexia unless it occurs very regularly or into their later elementary school years. Dyslexic indicators for elementary or primary school students. Doesn't enjoy going to school. Comes home from school most days, exhausted, disagreeable, and stressed. Gets very stressed and anxious as holidays come to an end and a new school term or year approaches. Is extremely tired at the beginning of the school year, terms and semesters. Appears to be trying really hard at school, but is not making good progress. Has trouble learning and reading basic, frequently used sight words, such as my, the, in, on, can, we, to, at, be, etc. Often given on flashcards to new school starters. Is slow to write their name. When reading and writing, will often mix up letters in words and may read and write numbers, letters and words backwards. For example, B can be seen as B, D, P, Q, or even 9. when writing or copying written words, has trouble seeing the spaces between the words. They all seem to run together. Continues to rely heavily on pictures and illustrations in readers and books. Is hesitant and labored when reading aloud. Guesses wildly when reading unknown words instead of trying to sound them out. When attempting to sound out unknown words, will often confuse the sounds of the letters or letter blends. For example, sh for ch. Misses whole words when reading aloud. This can be random words or even just the smaller words. Mixes up smaller words when reading and may read for instead of from or and instead of am. Can learn a word with parent or teacher help on a page in their reader and then cannot recognize the same word on the following pages. Will regularly read words backwards, such as was for saw or no for on. When reading, changes difficult words to a shorter version. For example, Catherine becomes Kate. May skip parts of words when reading. For example, will read there instead of thermometer. Continually fails to recognize familiar words. Memorizes whole stories to avoid processing words and reading. Has difficulty knowing the correct beginnings and endings for words. For example, they can read hop, but not hopping. Can be easily distracted and lack concentration in the classroom. Cannot focus on a task or a piece of work for a period of time, meaning the work doesn't get completed. May have difficulty copying words from the blackboard, whiteboard, unable to copy long word sequences, and copies slowly, letter by letter, or word part by word part. Needs a quiet place with no distractions in order to read or produce any work. Has difficulty following a series of instructions. Confuses left and right. Has a fear of becoming lost. Has trouble thinking of words when they are speaking or writing. When talking, overuses words such as stuff or things when having difficulty thinking of a word. Has a limited vocabulary. Produces messy work with poor handwriting and many crossings out. Doesn't hold their pencil correctly. Makes poor reading progress compared to the average standard in their class. Makes very slow progress with spelling. Often spells bizarrely, writing words based on the sounds of the letters and random guesses. Has trouble gaining understanding or meaning from written text, also known as reading comprehension. Has good comprehension skills when tested verbally, but then cannot write the same answers correctly. Isn't able to organize themselves or their possessions. Can count aloud, but cannot recognize numbers when written numerically or write them when asked. Has difficulty learning their multiplication or times tables. Has difficulty learning to tell the time on an analog clock. They may prefer digital. Shows confusion with shape and number patterns, also with number order, such as hundreds, tens, and ones. Is confused by mathematical symbols, such as addition and multiplication, and also terms such as add, subtract, multiply and divide, often mixing them up to produce incorrect answers. Has difficulty memorizing and remembering things such as days of the week, months, related seasons, birthdays, names. has difficulty remembering things in sequential order, has poor writing caused by a lack of skill with holding and mastering their pencil or pen. Their performance at school is adversely affected by a lack of sleep. They have very good or very bad days at school. Will try anything to get out of doing their schoolwork. Dreads doing homework and gets very stressed and anxious or even angry, requesting your presence and assistance constantly. Is easily distracted in order to avoid concentrating on schoolwork. May be the class clown, disruptive, or withdrawn. Enjoys electronic games, but needs constant assistance to play computer or electronic games where the reading of instructions is required. May seek constant reassurance by continually asking what is required of them and what is about to happen in terms of future events and schedules. Has an immediate family member who also displays difficulty with reading, writing, and spelling. Dyslexic indicators for middle, secondary, or senior school. Children develop at different rates. For this age group, it is also important to consider the indicators listed for primary and elementary school students, as well as the following traits. Consider school to be difficult, unsatisfactory, and unenjoyable. Is excessively tired and disagreeable after school. Avoids attending school. Is disorganized and forgetful. Is hesitant and finds it difficult to read aloud. Avoids completing set writing tasks and writes very little. Chooses subjects where a minimum of reading, writing, and bookwork is required. Prefers subjects that allow for mental, physical, or hands-on creativity. May choose shorter, more basic words when writing over longer words. Their spoken abilities are far superior to their written work. Has poor handwriting or writes very slowly. Has continued difficulty with spelling. Has difficulty with punctuation and grammar. Confuses capital and lowercase letters when writing. Has trouble taking notes or keeping up in class. Struggles to organize their home study time, complete homework, and hand it in on time. Lacks strategies to complete set school tasks, organize themselves, or to meet deadlines. Leaves out words, repeat words, or adds in extra words when writing. May read slowly or seem to read at quite a good rate, but does not comprehend what they are reading. Cannot recognize familiar words. Struggles with more complex words, like those with prefixes or suffixes. When reading, misses lines of text or repeats the same line twice. Constantly loses their place when reading and has difficulty locating it again. Cannot remember a list of verbal instructions. Has trouble with reading, writing, and spelling, but displays amazing oral or spoken language skill and may also have an incredible memory. May misspell the same word differently in a single piece of writing. Is often in the wrong place at the wrong time for no apparent reason. Misunderstands complicated instructions or questions. Confuses symbols. Has trouble with mental maths where time limits are in place. May know how to arrive at the correct answer for a complex mathematical equation, but cannot write the steps which led to the final answer. Enjoys listening to and playing music, but struggles to read music. has trouble producing work under pressure or where time constraints are in place, can be presented with information in class and then have difficulty deciding what is important, causes trouble at school and displays challenging and difficult behaviour on a regular basis, can often learn foreign languages through listening, mimicking and memorising words and phrases, but displays extreme difficulty when trying to read and write a foreign language, brings home a poor school report card regularly, has an immediate family member who also displays difficulty with reading, writing, and spelling. Why parents need to follow their intuition. You may be feeling very confused at this time. You may not know whether your child is exhibiting some of these dyslexic characteristics or to what extent. If this is the case, don't be put off. Make time to do some further investigation. Talk to your child. Ask them questions. Do activities with them. Spend time listening to them read their readers and library books. Make an appointment to speak with your child's teacher. You can ask the teacher for their input and ask to see samples of your child's schoolwork. Make sure you see the proof, your child's actual schoolwork, with your own eyes. It is important for you to understand fully how they are operating at school. Most teachers will be thrilled to see you taking an active interest in your child and more than happy to work with you in partnership to provide you with answers and help you to assist your child. If your child's teacher is one of those who seems totally unaware of your child's plight, tries to make excuses, lectures you, or even suggests as a parent you are putting far too much pressure on your child to read and succeed at school, please don't be put off. Be calm, persistent, and firm in your request for information. Your child's teacher is a valuable resource and will become an important part of your child's future support system. If, however, you still aren't receiving suitable answers, it's time to go over their head and seek answers from their appropriate superior. It is always important to listen to your child's teachers and take into consideration what they have to say, but never allow a teacher to intimidate you or to use your words you don't understand to answer your questions. This has happened to many parents before you, including me, and it is critical that you are aware of your child's possible learning disability and needs at the earliest possible time. It is highly likely that your child's teacher is not educated enough to recognize all of the dyslexic traits. Parents generally know their children best, and most know through observing their child and spending time with them if something is not quite right. Many parents have a strong understanding and even intuition when their child is not operating at their full potential. In many instances, parents of children with dyslexia may also have dyslexia or recognize a family history of it and can see similar traits occurring in their own children. If we don't change our direction, we're likely to end up where we're headed. Old Chinese proverb. Author's story. My eldest son started school at the age of 6. He went into a classroom of 50 students with two teachers team teaching. After he had been at school for nearly 4 months, he still could not recognize any of the 30 or so basic sight words that were being sent home on flashcards and couldn't read any of the words in his readers. I knew there was a problem, so I went to speak to his teachers after school. I told them what was occurring with my son at home, and to be honest, they were extremely surprised because they had no idea. I was then shocked that they had no knowledge of my son's struggle and told them so. Immediately, one of the teachers started to lecture me about the teaching of reading. She did not know I was a trained school teacher. On and on she went, reeling off her knowledge of how children learn to read. She was not making any sense at all, throwing in words like phonics, syntax, phonemes, semantics, and quite honestly, none of what she said made any logical sense to me. I stood there amazed, and when she stopped to draw breath, I jumped in, explaining to her that what she had just said to me did not in any way explain to me how to help my child. It may have been my imagination, but I'm sure she looked a little surprised when I explained I was a school teacher and that I felt that my son had a problem with learning. I directed my gaze to the other teacher, who up until this point had remained speechless. He very quickly told me that he understood my concern and would endeavour to monitor my son a little more closely during class time. With that, I left. My meeting was over. As I sat in my car, reflecting on what had happened, the worry set in, and the tears began to flow. To this day, I firmly believe that teachers should be able to tell parents when their children are struggling to learn at school, within an appropriate time frame. Although I found this whole situation worrying and frustrating, this experience was the trigger to begin my journey to further educate myself as to how I could help my son. This book is a direct result of that education. Most of the important things in the world have been accomplished by people who have kept on trying when there seemed to be no hope at all. Dale Carnegie. How to deal with feelings of parental guilt. Most parents are not qualified teachers, so don't despair if the following describes your situation. There will always be instances where the first time a busy working parent knows there is a problem is via a poor report card, or even a series of poor report cards. Sometimes we can be called in to see the teacher on a number of occasions because of uncharacteristic bad behaviour, before we realise something is not quite right. Don't be too hard on yourself. Have faith in yourself and your child. Take that completely normal parental guilt we all suffer from time to time and put it to good use. It doesn't matter how you come to the conclusion something is not quite right with your child's learning ability. What is important is that you do something about it as soon as possible, and that is now. If you are not sure if your child has enough of the characteristics to be conclusive, don't worry. This is just the start of beginning to understand and monitor your child. If they are struggling at school, it is time to understand why. Whether it is dyslexia, another learning disability, or something completely unrelated, now is the time to act. And the process you need to go through is similar, regardless of their troubles. Every passing minute is another chance to turn your child's life around. Liz Dunoon.